Everything That Rocks, Laser 103.3. As we are, we've got two celebrity deaths now, Wicked. I'm worried that there's a third coming, because that's how it goes.
Yeah, you know, that seems to be the thing, is these things happen in threes. So it's, you know, we lost Joey Jordison, and then we lost the bass player from ZZ Top, who passed away, Dusty Hill.
Somebody needs to be checking on Betty White.
She's going to outlive you and me.
I hope
all right?
so.
She's going to outlive all of us.
I hope so.
We asked you on Facebook. It's also up on Twitter. About which musician that has passed, which late musician do you miss the most? And you can call us and tell us why, 244-1033, 244-1033, or put it up on Facebook or Twitter. We'll read some of these coming up. Who do you miss the most? Who would you wish we could bring back?
Kurt Cobain, easily.
Easy answer?
Yeah, because I've watched all these documentaries where they go through his art and his drawings, and there's this big exhibit when I lived in Seattle at the MoPOP, the Museum of Pop Culture, and you really got a snapshot inside his mind, and knowing how creative this dude was, just knowing all the songs that we didn't ever get to hear, you know, that makes me sad. And of course, you know, you and I were very young when Nirvana was beginning.
I remember exactly where I was. I was sitting on my dad's couch watching my dad's bed watching MTV. I was watching, I think, wrestling, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and I was watching MTV. Mm-hmm. And when the news of Kurt Cobain died, now I was, I was 12 or 13, whatever. I don't think I realized the gravity of what it was to lose someone. It was like, oh, it's a band. I like that band. My sister, who was 5 years older, she likes Nirvana. But I'll always remember where I was when I found out that news. Do you remember where you were when he died?
I don't.
Okay.
I do remember the first time that the Smells Like Teen Spirit video came on. Because remember when videos were a thing?
Yes. I do, yeah. I was 12. I was almost 13. It was April 5th, 1994 when Cobain died.
Yeah. But no, I remember saying, I'm like, when you're a young person, just starting to have those special feelings. It's like,
okay. That's an attractive man in that video.
That's my type.
That's it right there. You figured him out, huh?
Rudy. Long hair. Fuzzy sweater.
Let's see. I remember where I was when Tupac died. I was at a football game, a high school football game. They announced it over the loudspeaker that Tupac had passed. I remember where I was when I found out Chester Bennington died, which is a massive answer, very popular answer on the Facebook page.
Anyone recently, I remember, because you and I go into work mode, you know, we go into how best can we kind of grieve with the community.
How can we be an outlet for you to talk about? Like if someone, you know, with Joey dying, with Jordison passing away a couple of days ago, having Andy on to talk about it, seeing all the comments on the Facebook page, like that's one of the things that makes local radio so awesome. Sadly, when we lose someone like Joey, we're an outlet for people to kind of come together and be together in this time of grieving. So, you know, it's a kind of a dark topic, but there are some good answers that bring up a lot of good memories. Like Samantha says, Scott Weiland would have to affect me the most since he passed when I was an adult. That's over on the Facebook page. I could read everybody that said Chester Bennington, but I chose Matthews, who says that Chester Bennington, because Linkin Park got me through some tough times, his passing was really difficult. Chris Cornell is a very popular answer. And then you liked Rob's answer.
I really liked Rob's answer. Rob said all of them. Imagine the music that we would have.
Says music changes so much when we lose any of them. I mean, you can go out of the rock genre, too. I mean, I mentioned Tupac. I listened to a lot of hip-hop growing up. Say what you want about things he did, but when Michael Jackson died or when Prince died, you know, David Bowie is a very popular answer on the Facebook page. Like that was the year we lost a couple of titans from the music industry, when we lost Bowie and Prince in the same year.
Yeah, and for rock, you know, what was it, 4 years ago when we lost Chris Cornell? Yeah, it's the sliding doors thing too, Wicket. We talked a little bit about this before we turned the mics on because I said, oh, Kurt Cobain. And then it was like, wait a second. Would we even have Foo Fighters? Would we even have Dave Grohl, the biggest band in the world, essentially? Would this have ever happened?
I have brought this up so many times to people. We would, I'm assuming Cobain stays alive and Nirvana continues. I don't know, does grunge evolve? Does Nirvana evolve? Does the band break up? Does Kurt go do solo stuff? Does Dave form Foo Fighters? It's like the multiverse of madness is what it is. It's a series coming up on the MCU called What If. Mm. You're playing right into my mindset. 244-1033. What is the musician you miss the most? Tons of answers on the Facebook page, but what about you? Give us a call or on Twitter at Laser1033.
The Laser. 244-1033.
With the recent losses we've had in the music community, talking about celebrities, musicians that we miss the most.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Got it posted on Facebook. We'll read a couple of those, but first go into the phones. Hey, Laser, who do you miss the most?
You know, for me, it would have been like Randy Rhoads and Lynyrd Skynyrd and stuff like that. That was a big thing. But I got to thinking, too, imagine, like, how the time and the era people were handling it when the whole Richie Valens and the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly, like all three of them died in one crash. Mm-hmm. That was a huge one.
Can you imagine if we had Twitter and Facebook around when that plane went down?
Right, yeah.
I mean, people didn't know about it for days and whatnot, and then news probably broke, and it was on the old-fashioned radio, especially because we have so many artists now. You only had X amount of artists who were super popular back then, and to lose those three like that.
Yeah, I just think about back then how they handled it. They probably handled it the same way, just in a little bit slower fashion, I guess.
Much slower, and some people would say better.
I don't think I can imagine Wicket without his Twitter. Hey, Laser, who's the artist you miss the most?
My wand would ding Dave Williams from Drowning Pool, because I remember being in line for his concert and then getting the news.
Oh.
Wait, were you at Laserfest?
Back in, 2002?
Wow.
Yeah, and then the rumor was at the time that he drowned. Later on, it came out about, sadly, heart failure.
What was the mood of Laserfest for you that day?
Oh, it was a little depressing, but I mean, you had so many other good bands. It kind of lightened the mood, but the fact of the matter is, they were just completely just coming about around that time period, and, well, sadly, things happened.
Is that your favorite band of all time?
Favorite band of all time has got to be Slipknot. Okay. Seen them 7 times, been in the music video, chit-chatted with them. So the news of the other day was, yeah.
I was just going to say, how did Joey's passing affect you a couple of days ago?
It hits. You know, you got to realize what time you do have on this earth and enjoy what you got.
It's good advice for any time. Wicket, who are people missing on Facebook?
A lot of Kurt Cobains, a lot of Chris Cornells are on here. John, maybe one of our older listeners, misses John Lennon and Freddie Mercury. Mm. John Lennon would be my wife's pick. She's a huge Beatles fan. Mm-hmm. Patty says, Joey Jordison, who just lost a couple of days ago. She writes, Joey Jordison, I'm sure him and Paul are making amazing music again. Of course, Paul Gray. And then Ryan says, I'm going to go with all of them. For they all brought something to me at some point. Van Halen hit hard, but so did Chester, and so did Chris Cornell. All different parts of my life.
Andy Hall joined us yesterday on the show. He is very close with Slipknot. We chatted with him for about 9 minutes. If you missed it, it's up at Laser1033. Conversation continues, as always, on Facebook at Laser1033.